Woke Lancet, Climate Change the Biggest Global Health Threat of the 21st Century. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on December 15, 2023. The once prestigious Lancet Medical Journal has doubled down in its climate alarmism, insisting in its latest issue that global warming is the biggest global health threat of the 21st century. The Lancet, which used to take science seriously, makes the astonishing claim that climate change has been confirmed as the century's number one health threat, a remarkable feat since the century is not even a quarter over. It has never in fact been demonstrated that climate change constitutes any kind of health threat, and now the UK-based medical journal assures readers that it promises greater harm to health than heart disease, cancer, war, malaria, respiratory maladies, and biological warfare. Although The Lancet speaks of the findings of its 2023 report, what it really means are predictions, forecasts, and prophecies, since the next 70-plus decades are still in the future and cannot be examined as yet. Related, get the fuck out. Elites rage over climate protesters disrupting the Met Opera. Every health dimension tracked by The Lancet countdown is worsening as the climate changes, the journal ominously intones. Extensive social and health inequities will occur as a result. Strong health systems are essential to treat the current and future physical and mental health impacts of climate change, the article declares. Climate change mitigation is arguably the biggest preventive global health action possible. Without effective mitigation, humanity will be unrecognizable by the time a child born today reaches old age, it warns. Predictably, at the center of The Lancet's crosshairs are the twin ogres of the free market economy and fossil fuels. And it calls for disrupting the consumptogenic system that encourages and rewards the exploitation of natural resources, excess production, and hyper-consumerism of fossil fuel-reliant goods and services. The Lancet laments that billions of US dollars were put into lobbying by the fossil fuel and chemical industries and power generators in the USA, resulting in stalled or watered-down climate change and energy action. Related, Extinction Rebellion climate protesters take over NYC museums, die in front of T-Rex fossil. What it fails to mention is the important pushback from a coalition of prominent members of the scientific community who have refuted the existence of a climate crisis and made many serious-minded observers take a closer critical look at the supposed scientific consensus. Climate science has degenerated into a discussion based on beliefs, not on sound self-critical science, asserted more than 1,600 scholars, including two Nobel Prize laureates. Among other things, their declaration stated that climate models have proven inadequate for predicting global warming, that carbon dioxide, CO2, is not a pollutant, and that climate change has not increased natural disasters. Understandably, The Lancet is so invested in its woke agenda that its editors no longer have time or interest to read the work of scholars who dare to call out the lies and errors of their colleagues. Until they do, however, whatever reputation they had left as a serious journal is destined to go up in smoke. Follow at Williams Rome.